The Haines Chamber of Commerce has a new president, some new board members, and is ramping up its efforts to support the local business community through education. That's in response to needs determined by a recent survey. The Chamber published the Business Retention and Expansion Report at the end of last year. In the survey created by the Alaska Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development, local businesses were asked 61 questions. One was, would any of the following topics be of value to your business?
Time management. We haven't tackled that one yet, but marketing, online marketing, customer service, and basic accounting were the topics that drew the most response.
That's Chamber Executive Director Deborah Schnabel. In response to what businesses said in the survey, she started organizing trainings on those topics.
A need was identified, and it was a need identified among business people, so the Chamber took the lead.
Right now, one training will definitely be held. An accounting workshop is scheduled for February 24th. Three others on communications, marketing, and customer service are in the works as the Chamber determines if they have enough interest. Recently, the board elected a new president, who hopes to continue to build educational opportunities. John Hagen is a commercial fisherman and photographer who also heads up community education at the Haines School. He's been on the Chamber board for the last year.
As a commercial fisherman, I really found myself not wanting to just be responding to things that were happening in my community that affected my fishery and my business. So I took that as a challenge to get involved.
Former President Kyle Gray will now serve as vice president. The board includes new members Pam Long, Jeremy Stevens, Greg Richmond, and Jerry Lapp. The other board members are Sean Gaffney, Michael Gainey, and Heather Shade. One of Hagen's goals for this new position lines up with what the organization is doing right now, to work with local businesses and provide professional training. He says that is at the heart of what he's passionate about. But he has several other objectives, too.
And one of them is becoming more of an advocate for the business community and our membership. We've had a lot of things happening in the community, and, well, all of them will affect all the businesses in Haines, and to that extent, it will affect all the residents of Haines.
He says the Chamber is also working with the borough to find funding for the repair or replacement of Lutac Dock.
The best I can tell, that's one of the pieces of infrastructure that every business and resident in Haines finds important. It would be important to their businesses and their well-being.
Hagen says the core of what he wants to do is to make the Chamber the voice of the local business community.
We are a very diverse business community here. We have everything from, at least in our membership, we have everything from large-scale mines to small clothing companies. And it's a great challenge finding a consensus on what all those businesses need.
Hagen says he wants to help facilitate conversations between local businesses. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.